We go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline to a man who always puts himself in the position to win. He is a good friend of the program. He is Jake Trotter of ESPN. Jake, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. Just up here off the field, getting ready for first day of some real hitting.
That's right. It is pad day today. They're putting the pads on. We're actually going to see some hitting and that stuff. So you've been there the last 2 days. What is the one thing that has really stood out to you most, Jake?
Oh, boy. I mean, I think this is going to sound obvious, but when you see Odell Beckham Jr. in person, it's pretty breathtaking. It's pretty spectacular. And just some of the cuts that he makes, you know, I know they're not in pad, they haven't been in pads the last 2 days, but the way he gets open, the way that he waits to the last possible moment to put his hands up to go catch the ball, which I think makes it really difficult for DBs to defend him. The nuances of the game that he has nailed down. I mean, you can see why he's one of the best players in the NFL. We know that, but I think we forget it because of, you know, all the stuff off the field, you know, the GQ magazine article, the, you know, stuff with the Giants and Eli Manning. But at the end of the day, this guy is a tremendous player. And you get, when you see it up close and personal, it reinforces just how big of a difference maker he is and is going to be for the Browns for the coming years.
So you covered him in college, which I always thought was awesome, him and Jarvis. What's the biggest difference that you've seen between Odell back then and then now?
Well, he's got a better quarterback now. And he's got Baker Mayfield. I mean, he had his last year had Zach Mettenberger, you know, who's fine, like fine college quarterback, but, you know, not Baker Mayfield. So that to me is the biggest difference. And I think that Odell is really going to relish this opportunity to play with a guy who's quote unquote a gunslinger, you know, who's going to take some chances. You know, there was a highlight yesterday, kind of the play of the day, where Greedy Williams, also from LSU, stepped in front of Odell coming off cover two and, you know, picked off Baker in the corner of the end zone, jumped in front of Odell. And, you know, you have to put that into context because they were just going underneath to Jarvis Landry play after play after play. But I think Odell is really going to enjoy Baker taking some chances with him, you know, giving him a chance to make some plays. And it didn't work out there, but I kind of saw what Baker was trying to do. You know, he's trying to get Odell involved because, you know, the defense was kind of playing back in their red zone work there. So, you know, I just think that the quarterback is the biggest difference. I mean, you've got one of the top 2, 3, 4 young quarterbacks in the NFL, you know, guy who has a chance to be one of the, you know, 5 or 6 best quarterbacks in the NFL. I think in the coming seasons, he's not there yet, but I think he has a chance to get there real soon. And if you're a big time wide receiver, you have to really be looking forward to that kind of combination.
So what are you seeing? Is the relationship between Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry, has that been as strong as it seems so far? Are the two of them really helping each other out?
Yeah. I'll watch them after practice, and, you know, I've noticed, you know, Baker, he goes up and hugs Odell's mom, you know, and then Jarvis comes over with his family and hangs out. And, you know, after practice, they're just sitting there hanging out, you know, talking. So you kind of see that chemistry off the field. You know, on the field, I don't know that, you know, Odell and Jarvis necessarily need to have as much a chemistry as they need to with the quarterback, but I think the way in which their skill sets complement one another is going to be a big factor for this team. And that's, I get these questions sometimes from people, you know, wondering, well, you know, can Odell and Jarvis fit together? You know, there enough catches to go around, enough balls to go around. I mean, they complemented each other wonderfully in college because Odell is a downfield, big play, jump ball, you know, just devastating downfield weapon, and Jarvis operates underneath. You know, he's going to rack up the catches. And so you want to have a possession guy on one side and a big play deep threat on the other, and that's exactly what those two guys are. So I think when you're talking about chemistry, that to me is where the chemistry is going to come into play, and not necessarily how long, you know, how well they get along, which they get along great, but just their skill sets really fit this offense well. And I think it's going to make Baker a better quarterback because he's going to have the guy he can go downfield to. He's going to have his check down option underneath with Jarvis, you know, who's going to get open and catch the ball. And it's just, I think it's, you know, on paper, looks like it's going to fit really well.
He is Jake Trotter of ESPN joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. All right, Jake, what about the defensive side of the ball? What have you seen most out of Denzel Ward this season? Is he taking a step forward?
Well, when you're asking me what stood out the most, I briefly thought about the corners, because the corners have been really impressive to me. It's hard to really gauge the defensive line without pads. I mean, there's only so much they can do in shorts, and really linebackers too. But, man, just the fluidity, the length that Denzel and Greedy both have, I mean, you can see the trajectory of that duo being one of the best in the league. I mean, guys that can be, you know, playmakers. And you saw Greedy pick off the pass yesterday, you know, against Odell or over Odell. So, I mean, I think that they may have hit two home runs in back-to-back drafts with those two guys. And really interested to see if Greedy can develop as quickly as Denzel did last year. And if that happens, oh, my goodness. I mean, they're going to be really, really good in the secondary.
How is the how's the front four look to you? Are they as dominant as everybody's been saying?
Well, again, I mean, it's hard to say because they haven't had pads on.
You know,
I was talking to, Joel Bitonio yesterday, and you know, asking him if there was like a noticeable quickness difference, and he said, yeah. I mean, and the other thing he added too, which you know I hadn't really considered, was that's a smart front four. Like they're going to do a lot of different things to confuse you, and they communicate really well. So it seems like their chemistry is coming along nicely, despite having two new parts there in Sheldon Richardson and Olivier Vernon. But I think we're going to find out more in the coming days when, you know, they're actually, you know, it's actually live football. Again, it's just hard to tell from my perspective what that looks like without pads. It's mostly about fits and gaps and stuff like that, you know, these last 2 days. Now it's going to be, you know, can these guys actually really get after the quarterback? And, I mean, the Browns, they were good at getting after the quarterback last year. I think they were top 10 in a couple different analytics, whether it was beating a pass block in under 2.5 seconds or whatever. And they added two guys that I think are really going to bolster that, and Richardson and Vernon. So everybody focuses on the wide receivers and the quarterback, but Freddie Kitchens has said it, and I don't know that he's necessarily completely wrong, in that the defensive line could be the strength of this team. Now, they don't have the depth, and that's why you know, they've been trying to pick up a defensive tackle, whether it was, Gerald McCoy, Mike Daniels. But they have, in terms of their front four, their top four guys, I mean, about as talented a group as you're going to find in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, that's the big reason that they were sniffing around at Mike Daniels. They were sniffing around at Gerald McCoy, and sadly, those guys decided to go elsewhere. And you know they're going to sniff around at others just to get a little bit more depth, because that's really been the story of this team, is that it is so much deeper than we've seen any Browns team before. Is that really starting to show up in practice, just how much depth and talent is really on this roster?
Well, in certain spots, definitely. I mean, I think that wide receiver, obviously, I mean, they've got guys, you know, 8, 9 down the depth chart who are making plays. You know, whether it was Damian Ratley or Derek Willis. I mean, I really like the receiving corner, you know, even beyond Odell and Jarvis. You know, the explosion of Callaway, you know, Higgins. Obviously have a great rapport together. You know, running back, once Kareem Hunt joins this team, you know, I think you're going to see a lot of depth there. But in other spots, I mean, I think it's lacking. I think defensive line, it's lacking. I think offensive line, you know, particularly at the tackle spots, but even in the interior, as they continue to try to find a right guard here, it's not ideal. So, it depends where you're looking. I mean, I think they've got 5 safeties they feel pretty good about. They've got at least 3 or 4 corners they feel good about, but they don't have great depth everywhere, and I think that will be the challenge for John Dorsey, you know, as he continues to build this team to really shore up the trenches and maybe a couple other spots, because, I mean, the thing with this team is it's not all about 2019. They're going to be really good in 2020, in 2021. In 2022. I mean, they've got a franchise quarterback on a rookie deal. And much like with Russell Wilson and the Seahawks, I mean, you have a chance to do some really interesting things with your cap when you don't have to pay a lot of money to your quarterback.
That's the way everybody's building now, Jake. I mean, that's the way it's, you know, the Eagles have done that with Carson Wentz. We've seen it with Jared Goff. We're seeing it all over the place, is that when you get these guys on these rookie deals and you know you have something there, it's time to shove your chips in the middle of the table and just go. And
yep.
And make your move and go win. And it seems like the Browns are in the middle of that. So you've got a rookie quarterback, or I should say you got a second-year quarterback, but you got a rookie coach as well. How's Freddie Kitchens handling practice so far?
Well, I mean, Freddie is intense on the field, low-key off it, and, you know, talking to some people that have worked with him in the past, they really enjoy that combination because, you know, that's a guy they really like playing for. You know, Baker's talked about him, you know, being straightforward. That's something that's always been really important to Baker when it comes to, you know, the coach he's playing for. You know, Odell is talking about, you know, being able to connect with Freddie because of their commonality coming from the South, you know, which is unique up here in Cleveland. So I think he has shown that he can connect with the players. He doesn't have a big ego. You know, he's not going to suck all the oxygen out of the room, maybe like some other NFL head coaches would in this situation. So I think it has a chance to work really well. I mean, they're going to face some adversity, so we'll see how they respond. I think that remains to be seen. And this is the NFL. This is football. I mean, that's going to happen at some point. So, so far, so good. But again, you know, we're only on day three, so it's really hard to say at this point how it's all going to work out. But I'm pretty optimistic.
What are you expecting today, Jake, besides the fact that they're putting some pads on and hitting?
Oh, boy. You know, I think that the offense, they seem to me, day one, really completed a lot of passes in individual and in team drills. And it looked like the defense tried to be more physical yesterday. I mean, there were like a bunch of flags on the field, you know, from holding and, you know, pass interference. And I think the defense is going to try to set that tone today. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how the skill guys respond to that. You know, if tempers flare up at any point, if Sione Takitaki tries to light someone up again, like he has the past few days. So I'm looking forward to it. I think you'll start to see the personality of this team come out a little bit more. You're going to see, you know, the opportunity for leadership to come out a little bit more. And, you know, a team that's still kind of trying to come together despite all the talent, I think it's going to be compelling to see what happens there.
All right, last question for you, Jake, and this is the main one. The last time I had you on, we were talking about Eichen's fried chicken. And I ended up getting a bunch of tweets and all that kind of good stuff of people giving me fried chicken joints. Have you found somewhere around here that can match? Because I'm still looking.
Fried chicken? No, I haven't. I've not found. I mean, I honestly haven't been hunting yet. You know, it's been a little trying to get unpacked. You know, training camp started the week I moved here. So I haven't had a chance to really go restaurant hunting yet. But I really enjoyed living in Cleveland so far, and some of the places I've gone to eat have been fantastic. I would be surprised if there's a fried chicken joint here that can match Eichen's in Okarchi, Oklahoma.
I'm in the same camp. I haven't found anywhere yet. I'm open to suggestions if you've got somewhere, but that joint down there in Oklahoma is just otherworldly. Jake, thank you so much for the time, man. I really appreciate it. Enjoy practice.
Okay, thanks. Anytime.
Thank you, man. He is Jake Trotter of ESPN. We really appreciate his time. You can read him on ESPN.com. He's their Browns beat reporter for NFL Nation. I love having him on because of his background. I love the fact that he covered Baker Mayfield in college. He covered Jarvis Landry. He covered Odell Beckham in college as well. And it's great insight of what's going on at camp.